Around 220 million people, including about 50 million children, live in states where marijuana is a legally available and state-approved medicine. This raises important questions around how state governments determine which medical conditions can be treated by marijuana, the type of evidence relied on to make those determinations, how potential conflicts of interest are identified and addressed in making these medical usefulness decisions, and how potential hazards or risks from medical marijuana will be communicated to the public. I'm Dr. Eric Messimore. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry at Northeast Ohio Medical University. My colleague, Dr. Sarah Dugan, and I have written a paper entitled Informed Consent, a Policy Prescription for Communicating Benefit and Risk in State Medical Marijuana Programs. Our paper addresses several very important issues raised by the acts of state governments giving the official status of medicine to marijuana and marijuana products. There are good arguments for states to permit the medical use of marijuana. The ability of informed adults to act on their personal decisions is in line with the social value of freedom. Governments responding to the will of the majority is in line with the social value of democracy. And some evidence does suggest medical benefits from marijuana, so making it available to relieve human suffering is in line with the social value of compassion. However, government recognition of marijuana as a medicine can be interpreted by many people as an endorsement of its medical value and safety. Yet, most state medical marijuana laws allow for any number of marijuana extracts at strengths or concentrations never found in nature and never tested in clinical studies to be legally sold as medical marijuana. Further, about two-thirds of state medical marijuana websites contain no information about safety or risks. Dr. Dugan and I propose in this paper that states use their websites, product packaging, and public service announcements to better inform potential consumers about the limits of our knowledge around the medical benefits of marijuana and about the scientifically credible risks. Thank you for your interest in this very important issue. This paper is part of the Think Bigger, Do Good policy series commissioned by the Thomas Scattergood Behavioral Health Foundation and PEGS Foundation in partnership with the Patrick P. Lee Foundation and the Peter and Elizabeth Tower Foundation. This paper and others in this series can be found at www.thinkbiggerdogood.org.